We are quite delighted indeed with everyone's newfound freedom. You see, dear ones, you're the ones that are discovering new ideas, new forecasts, new passages, new arrivals. Now, you should be clear that the time is now, that the unfolding process is en route. In other words, all is unfolding for your allowance, your benefit. We ask you, therefore, to not hold back, to not fear your new environment. Now, we claim this vibrationally, yes, because as you are seeking an upgrade, as you are seeking a new post, as you are seeking a new rhythm to life, we concur and we come forth with blessings. Now, what may appear at first may not seem like a blessing at all. Oh dear, this is not what I intended. I did not expect this to show up on my calendar on this day. But as you take a quick heave-ho, as you take a moment's pause and remember to breathe, remember to elongate your existence, you will realize the reason for the arrival. In other words, you do not want to remain in the same territory, yes? Isn't this what you have claimed? Isn't this what you have desired? And so you are bringing forth that which needs retrieval, that which needs perusal, that which needs to be that which needs to be unfolded. In other words, you are evolving, and it is your evolved form that is taking alignment with your true self. We ask you, therefore, to pay attention to what occurs, to not see it as a trouble, to not see it as bother, but rather see the opportunity. While you are busy counting your pennies, counting your dimes as such, and waiting for the next hurrah, you must understand that your oversoul has a bigger mission in mind. In other words, what you might perceive to be a temporary setback, in fact, can bring forth your true claim. Now, we ask you to remember this and remember the purpose for your arrival, because as you will allow your higher claim to unfold, as you will allow it to unravel, you must understand that you are bringing highly evolved gifts to all that will come within reach of you. Now, first it is for you to claim this. First it is for you to receive this. First it is for you to allow it. So we ask you to get quite comfortable with things not always going as you intend, in other words, as you deem it should be, and understand that there's a follow-through. Are we making ourselves clear? Now, the follow-through, of course, is as you are no longer leaning on customary tendencies, in other words, what you may have predicted or expected, you allow yourselves grace, you allow yourselves liberal pleasure in aligning with your true self. Indeed, it is because, dear ones, quite frankly, at times there is nowhere else to turn. Your customary status has been interfered with, and so you go deeper, and so you go climbing for a helping hand. You open up because where you're leaning on, where you were placing your foot, is no longer there. So there is a tendency, shall we say, to press on, to press further, to arrive. Now, we have to explain for you to understand that this is the whole purpose of the exercise. You are not here to follow customary course. You are not here to follow normal protocol. You are here to take an advanced leap in consciousness, understand? Now, when you expect these miracles to occur, do we say this? Yes, we did. When you expect the miracles of true unfolding to occur, then you will have opportunity to elongate, to advance. In other words, you understand what is occurring. You are advancing. Now, where you may feel things are being shook up is not necessarily in the pocketbook. Perhaps it is another area, another viewpoint of your own truth that you did not expect, a curveball, shall we say. Now, we bring forth this awareness because some of you are saying, perhaps this is not the right message. Everything seems perfectly fine. We bring forth the awareness, dear ones, that all is not perfectly fine indeed from your higher self's awareness and perspective. Now, what we mean by this, dear ones, is the lower echelon, the lower currents. In other words, where you have been arriving, where you have been living, supposedly, yes? Where you have been focusing your energy, your attention. Sometimes it has to go. Sometimes, due to your temporary annoyance or disturbance, it has to get shooken up a bit for you to let go, for you to look beyond, for you to question higher authority, for you to advance with your oversoul. You see, dear ones, this is where you are coming into alignment with your truth. Each of you are heralding in new fortune. We guarantee it. In order to receive it, you must be prepared. You must have open arms. You must be looking in the proper direction. We hope we bring forth the message of new awareness, and we hope we bring forth the recommendation to do so with love. In other words, dear ones, love is your most valuable commodity. Love will take you higher. Love will introduce you to passageways, alleyways, and opportunities beyond your normal extreme. In other words, where you show the most extreme place that you can see. Perhaps you would understand this to be your horizon, and then there is a limit, there is a stop, there is a boundary. Where you are going, dear ones, has no boundaries at all. Understand? You are quite unlimited. It is for you to recognize this true aspect of self. You see, it matters not what is in the forecast. It matters not what is knocking at the door. It matters most who you intend to be as you answer it. As you continue to align with your former self, with your limited perspective, you remain within boundaries. You only have so many choices. You are moving to an evolved state of capacity, an evolved state of grace. And as you do so, the choices increase, understand? Because you are not looking at things from simply a linear standpoint. This is the whole reason for the incarnation. This is what you are up to at this time. You are coming to understand your totality of claim, your total self. In order to do this, there are at times promptings to get you to have a look-see, for you to look up and not down, for you to relieve yourself of the past customary process and open up to new beginnings, to take a new chance. For some of you, what is coming up is a complete leap of faith, a brand new dance card, understand? So, it is the times that you have been waiting for. It is the times that you have requested. And so, as you will allow yourself to formulate opportunities of vast expansiveness, a vast promotional occurrence, you will recognize, in fact, you are indeed merging and blending with your higher truth. We bring you this forecast with delight, because the times they are changing, as we often state. We say this for you to have faith, for you to open up to the possibilities, to see yourself from the higher perspective. You see, dear ones, when you keep seeing the old protocol, it is due to pass on, as you are entitled for it to be. It does not mean that you are leaving the physicality. It does mean that you are trying on a new opportunity, a new vibrational truth. Now, as you are most willing to see things from a new perspective, you must understand there are agreements that you must release, that you must dismiss. Some of these have been handed down by the forefathers. Some of these are imprints from early remembrances. Regardless, dear ones, it is time for you to understand your empowerment. It is time for you to understand that you are in charge. That is why we recommend the highest claim, to make the holy request in the morning, yes? To press forward, to press onward, to show what your higher self, the divine will, has in store for the day, to be willing to be led, to be willing not to know when you are seeking higher ground. When you recognize that you're on the move, do you know everything there is to know? Is there a chance that there is more to acquire at a moment's glance, at a moment's notice and arrival. We bring forth this requirement of expectancy. Expect to grow every day. Expect to be amazed. Expect to be accustomed to learning. You are learning who you truly are. You are awakening, yes? Now, the aspect that exists beyond time, you are learning how to be true bedfellows. In other words, dear ones, you are learning how to operate from your place of truth, not your place of past reason. As you do so, you will recognize why things are crumbling. You will recognize why the old ways may need an upgrade. And with your advanced status, it will be easy peasy. It will be a simple thing. Now, this is our last point that we would like to address. There is no more need to suffer. There is no more need to be limited. Remember, you are limitless beings. So it is for you to try on your new gear. It is for you to try on your new divine appointment. It is for you to receive the eternal guidance that is helping you, that is prompting you, that is showing you the way home. As we seal this activation, we do so with the coursework of love. As each are most willing to open up to love, love will be received. Love will be your guide. Love will be your instructor. Now, as we bring this to a close, we remind you, yes, to bring forth any of those recommended values. In other words, the friends, the family members, perhaps communities, countries that are in need of healing, that are in need of reminding that they too live beyond the boundaries of time. As you will expect, you may notice and be surprised who steps forth in your recollection to receive this healing. Welcome them in. Notice that there is no separation. Who you are bringing forth is exactly who you have claimed to meet in this time and space, in this expansive nature beyond time and space. You see, you are traveling beyond duality, and you are regularly meeting with those that are in need of assistance. Do you understand how great you are? Do you understand how willing you are to lend a helping hand? There are more healers here than some are willing to admit. Now, some are a healer by profession, and we say to consider, what other healing abilities do you have that perhaps go unnoticed? And for those that do not expect to be a healer, well, we have news for you. You heal on a daily basis. Now, as you bring forth these entries, we ask you, therefore, to share liberally, to share with love. And notice, as you pour forth the advanced energetic offering, as you seal them with faith, are you bringing forth the same guidance? Are you opening up to love the way you may so easily offer it to another? This must be recognized. In other words, dear ones, you are healing the whole self, the total claim. We will take a moment's pause and allow all to receive. And so it is. So everybody, welcome. Nice to have you join us. So we will go around with small groups. So we'll get out fairly early and see how we can be of assistance. Lewis, did you have a question or are you just hanging out? Hi, just hanging out? Okay, just checking. All right, Lorna, how can we help you, sweetheart? Hi, sweetie. How can we help you?
I'm still wanting to get around the registration and how the courts are geared towards commerce and the commercial name. And I'm wondering who do I need to meet to figure out what documents I need to file so that I can be free from commerce and everything that's been indoctrinated into us around that. There's a lot of stuff that's happening right now with a couple of families in Alberta. They don't realize what the courts aren't actually about justice. It's all word magic. And I'm just trying to figure out how to, because I know who I am as source energy and all that. I just haven't been able to fully embody all of my knowing so that I'm speaking from the highest perspective of love. I'm still having interference pattern there, so.
Okay, so my question is your immediate attention is to serve these families? Is that the concern?
Well, the thing is, I would like to serve them, but everybody needs to be free from the commercial name and from commerce and everything that's been imprinted into humanity as a result of the Bilderberg and how that is all those corporate True. Families have controlled and are actually, we're all being surveilled through our electronics and the frequencies are, we're all being bombarded with frequencies to keep us from aligning.
Well, all that you share is quite accurate. The question is what your next step should be. I feel like you can do a lot of effective support energetically, supporting whoever it is that you're concerned about. You come with more power than you sometimes recognize in a situation. So when you're seeing the situation from a black and white standpoint, it can look really grim. It's sort of like can't fight City Hall, that kind of thing. However, when you work with it, or they don't want me to say work, when you look at it from an energetic perspective and you remember that you're dreaming these families, you have the ability to add additional influence. In other words, as you see them provided for from spirit, as you see them receiving, they may not get like that linear handout in terms of cutting through the red tape or whatever's going on. That I still see being blocked for whatever reason. But I do feel like you have the ability to serve them by aligning their consciousness with grace, helping them to receive. It's almost like when Jesus walked the planet, he saw everyone in their Christ perfection, and those that came into agreement with it were healed. So you have the ability to pass on great healing attributes where it's almost like if I walk down the street and I literally just see everyone as spirit, I see everyone as Christ, I no longer buy into the fact that this dream even is, because it's the past. We're just reviewing it in our mind. So in other words, the more that you can witness their claim, witness their higher altitude, what you can do is, like layman's terms would be pray over them, but your prayers are honestly I don't want to say much stronger, but I'm just going to say it, much stronger than the average prayer work. In other words, because as you come into agreement with their higher self, you bring forth a healing of consciousness. Now, whatever's going on with these people, the reason that they're there, there's a reason they've attracted those circumstances. So they're not just a victim of this linear playing field. Because in truth, it's always an extension of consciousness. So whatever's going on for them is where they have arrived in consciousness. So as you offer them, I've got energy coming through my whole body. As you offer them a higher playing field, a higher energy field, what you do is challenge their old beliefs and welcome them in a new approach. Now, I don't know how that'll play out. It may be that they suddenly land upon a church that's going to help them. It may be one of the family members suddenly find a job when they kept looking and they couldn't find anything. But what they're going to do is, because of that new vibrational occurrence, they will pull in and attract whatever resources they need. Honestly, I don't know how to tell you to do what you're doing. I just see it being blocked for whatever reason right now. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't create a miracle, but as it is now, I just feel like the easiest way to help these guys is to really start align, having them align with Source. And you do that through your empowerment. You're incredibly powerful. I mean, you really are. So as you just start, I'm going to tell you something. It's a little silly story. But when my child was in grade school, there was some kind of monkey business going on in the school, particularly in the school cafeteria. I forget what it was, but it was kind of serious. I white lighted that cafeteria, like really, like a mad woman. I just kept white lighting that cafeteria. Problem went away. I mean, it was really serious. I forget what the heck was going on. But the point is, you're an advanced master. You are. At some point, and say your name again, please.
Lorna.
At some point, there will be an avalanche. I feel like there's a buildup to what it is you're requesting. There's like a buildup of energy where it's coming down the pike, it's coming down, but it's just energetically hasn't occurred yet. So I feel like you're gonna have more effectiveness going through the back door in terms of trying to help right now.
I would like my amnesia to be lifted. I can remember my original designation, because that seems to be what's blocking my progress. And there's things that I remember that I knew as a child that I don't have access to anymore.
Yeah, well, sweetheart, welcome to the club. It's true. When we arrived, you know, we came in fairly awakened states. So what you're saying is really quite accurate. And I mean, you're just my mirror, because every time I listen to your story, it's like, oh, on a heart level, I understand. I mean, I get it. But we must press on. And to remember, they're teaching all of us right now. They're saying every moment counts. Every moment counts. So it's sort of like, don't wait till you get to your meditation place to start bringing in spirit. Like, in every moment, commune with spirit, open up to spirit, open up to the guidance in every moment. Because that's what's going to bring the catalyst for change. In other words, what you're waiting on really is a cumulative energy quotient. And so every time you keep owning that alignment, just like kind of what we did now, but like just all through the day. I mean, don't drive yourself crazy. It's not going to help anyone. But the more that you open up to that advanced consciousness, you're building and building and building that chi and that effectiveness, and then that's what's going to create the shift for you personally, as well as they're saying, and the landslide. So as you do your part, as everyone else continues to do their part, change will occur. change that which you're requesting will occur. It's just not going to be in the linear time frame that you prefer.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, you're so welcome. Good to see you. Hi, Otto.
Hello.
Hi.
Justin, hi.
Okay. Thank you for muting. Otto, say your name, please. Thank you. This is what I'm going to say to you. The more that you can put this in words, the more that you can start anew. And what I mean by that is, remember how like the earth keeps changing because we keep getting new energy and it continues to be a new vibrational reality. So the more that you can feel like you're in a new timeline, that you're on a new earth, that everything you experienced in the past that wasn't, particularly to your liking, or things couldn't manifest, or whatever the thing was because of the old energies, was because of the old timeline. So that, imagine just arriving on a new planet and having just like a wonderful outlook in terms of the magical influence that your alignment with higher realms will produce. In other words, to have confidence in what can be created in the here and now, and less focus on the continuance of yesteryear. So it's almost like, I used that example the other day, sort of like, and I forget what it's called, like the daily double, I don't know what the heck it's called, but like in Jeopardy, like you get so many points for each round, but that last round, you get like three times as many points as any other questions. So in other words, that last round, it really doesn't matter what happened before. Anybody, the truth is, it's almost like a brand new game. Anybody could end up winning. So you want to really stay in the present with great, with great awareness and expectancy, with great awareness and expectancy of what can literally fall in your lap, what you can manifest as you require it, Your guides are helping you like literally to like put blinders on, where it's almost like the past doesn't exist. It does not even exist. And so they're filling you up with new adventure. They're filling you up with new, like ideas. They're filling you up. Oh my God, I'll just say ideas. I got energy coming through my whole body. So in other words, it's like, don't look back. The more that you realize you're in the perfect environment, you're at the perfect time, that like now is the time to open up to the grace, to open up to, it's almost like everything that you learned to date has taken you to this valuable place. So that type of kind of like realization of the environment you now inhabit, and that all things are now possible. That makes sense? Yeah. Okay. All right. So good to see you. All righty, Jenny.
Hello.
Hi.
Could I have a message and a question?
Sure. And say your first name, please.
Jennifer.
Open up to even more allowance. Open up to even more allowance. Just how good can it get? Just how good can it get? How good could it get by the time you go to sleep tonight? How good can it get by tomorrow morning when you wake up? Gosh, your message feels so much like Otto's message to me right now. And say your name again, please.
Yeah, his message resonated. I liked it.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
You're opening up to your good. Change is afoot. Change is afoot. I feel like you're moving into like a new timeline, a new vibrational inheritance. And so change is afoot where you've got more, how do I say this? You have more energy to play with. You have more valuable support to work with because you're receiving more of an extension of your own claim, of your own inheritance, of your own self. And so it's almost exactly like Otto's message. As you can stay put and open up to that advanced assertion, like I'm looking around my room with your energy and it's like, I just see God everywhere. I mean, I just see everything talking to me. Now, I can do that, but in my normal state, sometimes I got that, sometimes I don't, quite frankly. But when I'm tuning into your energy, it's just there. I mean, it's just there everywhere. So now that's how I receive spirit. So however you receive that help, it's going to be, you know, in whatever way it comes to you. But it is there, my friend. It is there. So whatever my first words were, like open up, elongate, expand, open up, and receive that help. And that help isn't like someone knocking on the door necessarily. That help is spiritual awareness, spiritual guidance, spiritual teaching, spiritual intuitive support. And it's all around.
Wonderful.
And your question?
Can you see how I'm energetically doing with the health insurance? I get to call.
One moment, please. And say your first name.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time, please.
Jennifer.
You feel good to me. I mean, you energetically felt good to me, but I pulled cards and the cards say you feel good to them too.
Well, I feel good too. Thank you again for all that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart. Hi, Miss Joy.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How can we help you?
I kind of have like an extension of the last night. So I told you that my ex-husband's moving out of state for maybe 4 to 6 months.
Yes.
My car is broken down and he's offered to let me use his car while he's gone.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if that energetically that's okay, or that's putting me back into a codependent relationship, or like being tied to him again when our relationship isn't, you know, that great. Is that, do you feel like that's...
I'm almost thinking it's the girlfriend in me, so I'm so sorry, but I gotta get it out before I can even help. So you know that's just a temporary fix. So would it like give you money to save up to take care of the problem once he returns?
Well, it would give me a car in the meantime.
Okay.
It would give me the car in the meantime to save up to repair my car, yes.
Save up, okay. I don't feel any problem with it, to be honest. You know, help and support comes in a myriad of forms, and spirit really uses all that are available. So our job is to receive. I'll put some cards just to double check, but it seems like a sincere approach. I mean, sage the car if you want to get the energy out, just sage it. and then just clear it out so some cop doesn't think it's something else. But you know what? Oh, you know what? Just do white light. You don't have to sage it. Let's just make it very easy. Just white light the car. Like, I'm literally doing that for you right now. So he's going to feel nice and comfortable today driving that car. Truly, just white light the car. And that will clear out the energy and also give you protection where, you know, you can affirm that it's to bring comfort, safety, transportation, and the best and highest good for you and your children. So in other words, remember that everything material is still vibrational. And everything, including cars, has consciousness, everything. So the only reason it would be a no-go is if you couldn't be at peace with it. So this is why you want to like white light it, put angels all around it, state that affirmation, that claim that this is the universe providing, you know, source of transportation, able to save up money, and so forth, and that, you know, you're receiving this from the universe through a channel that they provided, so that you see it in a positive. The only reason it would be a negative is if you couldn't get rid of the negative in your own mind.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Kim and maybe Di. Kim and maybe Di. Is that Diana? Dino.
No, that's Dina.
Dina. Okay, we finally got it.
Her real name is Rachel, but everyone else calls her Dina.
Okay.
So she likes new people or you to call her Dina.
Dina's a very nice name.
So, but it doesn't come so natural to me. So she's not here. She's at her camp job orientation in Lighthouse Point. I don't think she's going to make it home unless it's pouring.
Oh, wow.
No, it might just be me.
Well, it's not. It's nice to know her name, though. So,
yeah, you know her.
I do know her. All right. And how can we help you, my friend? I read your email or your whatever, your communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you kind of know something.
I kind of know something.
I'm at that place again like I was a year ago before my trip.
I find it so interesting, the timing of this. I mean, it almost feels like, is it something from the energies that everyone's receiving when they go on this trip that just sends everyone out to outfield? I just find the timing of it so very interesting.
You mean like every time we go to Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my husband, I'll tell you, he tries to pack in other things. He lives in two worlds. We all do. Here I am saying that. We all do, right? Mm-hmm. Some more extreme than others, right? So he wants to be one thing, which involves Israel. And the other thing is the badass 18-year-old who's turning 60 this month, okay, that wants to have that life too, whether he admits it or not. And so he's sneaking in that other life. I cannot live like this anymore. This has been since the day we met, and we've been together since 91. I can't even count the numbers, okay? And this, I'm not at a point where everything cycles, you know, like a spiral. That you, every time something spirals, the same thing, you spiral through it again.
Yeah.
You're different. I know, I'm different. I'm different than, not the person I was a year ago when this came up.
Yeah, you're not.
So it's like,
isn't that beautiful?
Plus the cat, the doctor believes has lymphoma or some form of cancer. Rachel came home, I say Rachel, Dina. She goes, Mom, he looks so skinny. He was such a big cat, you know. And so it's all this going on and the timing of everything. And then I stopped packing. And I did the same thing last year. I couldn't move a muscle. I was already hyped up. And then, boom, it's like a smack in the face. and I'm feeling it again, and this time I'm like, I'm not buying a lot. There's a lot of lies. And things, what happens is with me, it's like when I'm not looking, I'm in my space, my positive state, I'm in my bliss, like Abraham says. And then and then something pops up I wasn't looking for. That's like a clue in my face, a bank statement or something else. And I'm like, what's this? Where did this come from? Why now? I wasn't looking for that. And it's like, hello, Kim. Like, is it the universe trying to wake me up?
All right. So your question is, should you go on the trip? Is that your question?
Well, yeah, because this one's going to be 6 weeks. We have never been away together 6 weeks anywhere ever, let alone being out of the country. And the cat who, you know, is going to be put on chemo probably tomorrow. He's flying home tonight, has to get up in the morning and drive up to West Palm with me to the oncologist. And now our daughter came home, she's coming too, so she can meet the vet that she may have to be dealing with. So yeah, but there's a part of me that's like, I could just say F it and stay here and deal with life, you know?
Oh,
it might be codependent following him on that trip because I'm afraid he'll get into trouble over there. I know I'm asking you a million questions.
All right, so take a deep breath.
What's going on in my mind, you know?
Take a deep breath and release fully and do that one more time. And then say your first name, please.
Kim.
Say your name one more time.
Kim.
Thank you. Oh boy, I should have said the phrase that I had because now I don't know where that phrase is. It went bye-bye. Oh gosh, what the heck was that phrase they were saying? And I was waiting to pull cards before I said it. I'll say it this way, you are different. You are different. You are not the person you were last year, to your credit. So I do feel like there are going to be changes from how things played out in yesteryear. And that is really due everybody. That is due everybody. Like you wouldn't want it any other way, kind of thing. I don't feel like it's about you going with him to keep him out of trouble. I feel like you are holding energies that are ultimately going to lift everyone up to a new exposure, to a new focus. The question is, how is that going to occur? I'll be really honest, whatever's supposed to happen, I feel like it all plays out at the end of the day the way you would want it to. In other words, it serves everybody. So I actually feel very good about your energy, about your discernment, about your readiness to move into a new attitude. In other words, whatever he's doing or not doing, I don't feel like you're going to play the same role. I don't feel like you're going to be nearly as challenged with it as you were before. As you continue to align with your truth, so it's almost like it's as much about your addiction as it is about his. And what I mean by that is you learning how to stay in alignment with you, regardless of what someone else is doing or not doing. Not that they don't affect you, but in the past, you somehow lost your own identity, composure, whatever. Not this time around. Not this time around. So I feel like you're destined to play it higher. I feel like there is some bugaboo. I mean, it's not like there's nothing going on, but I feel like, and I'm going to pull some cards regarding this. I feel like at the end of the day, it brings everyone up to where they're supposed to be. So it may not be the funnest steps in the world, but they're very purposeful. So give me a second and say your name one more time, please. Thank you. It's sort of like you're teaching yourself how not to go down, how to stay in alignment. And if you can remember that that's your work, so you're not trying to do his work for him, you're putting your energy in your own basket and you're doing your work. I feel like that's where you just make great strides, great strides.
Like when I call something like I see it to him, you know? And like, you know, like it's that, what they call gaslighting. I that's a new word for me. Like people use this all the time now. Trying to tell me I'm not, what I'm seeing is not, what, you know, this is, you told me that I was another lifetime is being told I was wrong and I stuck to my beliefs and my intuition. So, I mean, he can't fool me anymore. And it's like almost becoming funny, where it used to be, I would tear myself inside out. I would get super sick. I would need surgeries. I mean, I spent years in bed because I was being told I was crazy. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, no way. And I have my daughter who's now going to be 24, and she grew up like going like little kid in the back of the room in the AA and Al-Anon meetings. But she wasn't really, yeah, she was playing with the kids, whatever. But like she never saw daddy messed up her whole life until recently, like last year. She came, graduated from college, and dad was fucked up, okay? So then she knows a lot from her friends. My husband's like, oh, she doesn't know anything, she's clueless, you know, she doesn't know from this. No, she knows, she's very wise, and she's like even wiser than me. She's not codependent.
Exactly. This is what I want to say.
So I'm talking to her, and she's like, well, here. She's like, you know, she's okay if I go. She's like, don't worry, Mom. I'll handle the cat. Don't worry. You can decide. She wasn't telling me, Mom, stay home. But she was saying, like, she said some things to him, and he tried to gaslight her, but it didn't work. And he said, well, you've been raising her wrong or whatever to disrespect me. No, she's speaking her mind. She's supposed to, like Archie Bunker, respect her father. How dare she, you know? It's like a joke. Everybody knew Archie Bunker was, you know, he didn't have the power he thought he had. They played along, you know?
And say your first name?
Kim.
Your job is to go to center. Your job is to go to center. You're going to find that you're in a different place, and because of that, you have a different dialogue. That's what you're learning to do. You're really learning how to, it's sort of like it may be the same story, but you're not the same, and because of it, it's going to be a different situation, a different story. It's going to play out exactly how it's supposed to, but what I can tell you is you're coming into it at a higher value. And that's what's needed for your addiction, is what they're saying.
I used to be
partnership.
You know, what about the office? What about this one?
Partnership. Partnership with your higher self.
I pulled that card today. I never picked that card. I pulled that same card.
This is your higher self.
I pulled the tower card too. You know the.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a little tower in my life too right now.
Two like that. That's the same message.
There you go. Your job is to stay aligned with your higher self.
Me.
Yes.
Not him.
Yes.
How do you partner with someone who's like not in their mind?
Your job is to stay aligned with you, my friend.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to keep doing my prayers, though.
Okay.
For certain.
All right,
sweetheart.
Thanks.
You're so welcome. Let me read the chat. Okay, Lorna, thank you. I will send you an email, so we'll take care of that. Is it possible to find out my original designation? What do you want to know specifically, Lorna?
Well, I thought that, you know, if I knew my original designation, I would be more empowered. Like, it might help me to lift my amnesia.
And say your first name.
Lorna.
The best I can tell you is as you will really, and I mean actively, as you start actively using your gifts, you will grow in leaps and bounds. I am using your energy right now, and I'm looking out my backyard, and I'm looking at a tree that's literally very far away. Now, the reason I'm just telling you this is I do not have my glasses on, so I can barely see that tree. But I can feel the tree spirit in the tree. Like, I literally see the tree spirit in that tree. Lorna, you have to know this in a way I have never experienced before. I sit here all day long doing groups, doing readings. I mean, this is my pad right here. So I can see that tree 24/7, except when I'm sleeping. I've never experienced the spirit in the tree the way I just did using your energy. Does that make sense? So your job is to really give it a go now, to really actively claim that which you're entitled to. So drop the intellect. I mean, drop the story about the whole 3D and ascension. I mean, we'll get there. But the way we're going to get there is for you to really get plugged in and start operating from that essential, I'm going to say, guidance, because when I tune into you, you are so supercharged. So it's not like, I mean, it's going to collapse. The governments are going to collapse. They really, really, really are. But it's not going to be in the next 24 hours. But how it's going to occur is by masters such as yourself claiming your authority. And you're claiming your authority energetically. You're claiming your authority by living from that higher value without exception, and you have the ability to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like you got to walk it out, and what they're saying is it's sort of like walking it out. Like, they're showing me like a cartoon character and this piece of paper. So every time this cartoon character travels on this piece of paper, it's like there's this ink that goes on their pathway. And the more they keep walking, like, eventually that whole paper will be covered with that ink, which is like the new vibration. So what they need from you is like to get into your glory, to get into your truth, and honor yourself, and oh my God, the energy is so beautiful. Honor yourself and live from that highest moment, because it's gonna start circulating in your vibrational field, and from there, you'll start seeing what it is that is your destiny. So they need you to like use it a little bit more. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I've already seen my destiny, but it's like walking, it's like, I saw the beginning and the end. I'm trying to feel the inside.
Yeah, and
I'm following the right.
I hear you, honey. Sister, I hear you. I'm right with you. I have visions. Yeah. I have visions. I know where I'm going, and yeah, you're just my mirror, and a beautiful mirror at that.
Thank you.
All right. So much love to both of you.
I love you so much.
Same here. Indeed, we are signing off, yes, but we do so embracing all that have come to these groups, to these special occurrences, all that pray to us. We do hear you, those that are curious, specifically one that is listening on the computer device. Yes, we do hear when you call out. We hear quite clearly. The question is, do you hear when we share with you? Now, we bring you this awareness, dear one, because as you will receive your lap of luxury, as you will recognize there is no separation, you will receive the answers you seek. You will receive this heavenly guidance. You are not separate. You do not need the owner of this beautiful website to wake up and answer the email. If it is a moment's pause before she responds, please understand that there is indeed no separation on a higher level. She has received your answer. She is transmitting the answer back, and she will follow up in the next time frame, the next day or so. We share this with you because the upgrades are real and you're entitled to receive the information she is transmitting to you from a higher level. So will you not indeed play with us and allow yourself the gift of realizing that in truth you were never separate from her kindness, never separate from our advanced status, never separate from your own holy awareness. Allow yourself, dear one, to receive love at this time. Allow yourself to be nurtured, to know you are loved in all moments, in all places, in time and beyond. And of course, until next time, for the rest, we share our love, blessings, and gratitude. Namaste.